G'day guys, welcome back to the Hobgoblin podcast. We were right on the verge of a combat, which means obviously we're not going to go right into the session. We always love talking about random crap, and we were just talking about random animals. So I'm going to ask around the table, randomest pet you had when you were a kid. Did anyone have anything weird and wonderful outside the norm of Marshall's?
He's so ready.
Licking these. This is your life.
And I met this pet as well.
Dude, I was a lizard man. I had an eastern bearded dragon.
My brother had one of those.
I was talking about it with somebody the other day because what I always wanted is a chameleon. But because of the delicate biodiversity of our pristine nation, they are illegal here in Australia.
They are indeed.
So I can not have a chameleon legally. So I've been fascinated and had a few conversations about, like, I'm never going to do this. Just disclaimer. But is, like, obviously there's got to be like an illegal animal trade running around Australia, right? There's some like black market animals. Like, who the hell is running that? And how do you get in on it? Do you go to like normal pet conventions and somebody's like, hey, have a look behind this door?
Or like, you have to let me take you into the back room. I think you and I were talking about chameleons because of their adorable little mitten hands.
Little samurai claws.
They have little mitten hands. And they're so, everything's so delicate and thought out. Every single movement. They spend so long and they're thinking about it and thinking about it, and they're like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
no,
I love the rocking back and forth. Like, am I going to move? I'm not going to move. Am I going to move? I'm not going to move.
Yes, I think I will. Yeah.
See, I sadly had no exotic pets.
No exotic? I mean, right now you get every kind of wildlife in your backyard.
Yeah, but I don't want those kind of pets.
Old man yells at kookaburra.
Yeah. Spiders and bush turkeys. No, oh, thanks.
Spiders. And wallabies.
Yeah, we've seen one.
He was lost.
I came to the wrong neighborhood.
Like, what are you doing here?
I've had sea monkeys and they grew. They grew really big. It was about like 2 centimeters large and you could see it without using the magnifying glass. So I actually had it for like quite a few months and it actually grew really well, mainly because I spilt half of it, so there was only half of them left, so they had more food to eat. I'm pretty sure that's why they lasted much longer than they should have.
So what you're saying is you killed half of them?
Yeah, so the others could survive. As it should be.
Tune back in next week for more on population dynamics.
I'm just waiting. And here's Thanos, I mean Charmaine.
Perfectly balanced as all things should
be. Actually, that does remind me. At one point, I did have a fish tank with 3 fish and a sea snail. But then 2 days later, there was only 1 fish remaining in the tank. No sea snail. An empty snail shell, though. So I can't help but think that that one fish just devoured everything else
so
in that tank.
Probably Charmaine trying to be Thanos. You over here running a fish, like, arena.
The fish fight club.
Only the strongest survive.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you're my hook in. Where are the meetings? Where's that door?
Look. We'll take this off air, okay? I know a guy.
Brad?
We had silkworms? I don't know.
That's cute. That's, like, cool. That's cool.
Weird. That's the only thing. I mean, I had a dog, but it that's not a weird animal. I had a little brother. That's pretty freaking weird.
They're the weirdest creatures. Yeah, and trust me, I had a lot of little sisters.
The biggest thing we had was like silkworms, which you had to feed like mulberry leaves specifically.
Yes,
that's cool. Very specifically mulberry leaves. They didn't do much. They were worms.
I remember reading a book about that in like year 5 as like a prescribed text. And it was all about the silkworms and the mulberry leaves. It was like a motif. It's a strange book. Kind of sentimental and beautiful, though.
Well, are we the silkworms or the mulberry leaves? What's the metaphor?
Oh, man, it depends where you're standing.
The metaphor is you really have to feed them or they die.
Which takes us to our combat. Liam, are we the silkworms or the mulberry leaves?
No, I was about to say, you're all going to die. But we didn't go through the fact that I think I definitely clearly take out the weirdest animal shit. Because I used to breed yabbies and Siamese fighting fish.
Yabbies!
I also used to have pet rats and the Australian rock mouse.
Wow.
I had pets of those and we bred them for a little while.
See, I'm surprised that you're a rodent person. I could see you being a reptile. I could see you being a snake guy.
I was more of a fish person. I loved fish. Okay. Like, yeah, I love yabbies. Them, so. I love fish. I used to have like a tropical fish tank with Lanima and like a saltwater fish tank as well. Like, I had heaps of them growing up. Like,
so of those animals you bred, which ones did you feed to the other ones?
The yabbies we ate. And I used to sell them for money because people paid me to breed them and make and for food.
For food?
Yeah.
Hustler Liam. Maybe he's the guy with
Ian. Well, that was the beauty of growing up where I grew up. We used to go, what was it called? Spearfishing. But we used to go diving and catching lobsters. Mm. And you get a good sized lobster and you could flog that off to some rich moron for like $100. Because they were like, what do you mean it's fresh out of the water? And we're like, we literally caught it 100 meters that way. And they were just like, because there's so many holiday tourists where I live. They were like, and you're just selling it for $100? I'm like, yeah. Like, okay. I'm like, you're an idiot. It's like worth $20, but cool.
And you sell the yabbies to the same rich idiot saying they're baby lobsters. No. And if you just look after them, they'll grow up into a full-size lobster.
It's a delicacy. They're rare.
They're actually super rare. Defend them. No, to be fair, yabbies you can sell to the right people for more per kilo than lobsters.
Yeah, but they weigh like 1 kilo at most. Not even. Delicious. They're like 100 grams.
They're delicious and good for eating and small and they're like... easy to just destroy, just like you guys are about to be. All right, everyone, let's roll for initiative.
That's our in.
Oh dear.
Good, that's a wrap. Good work.
So everyone back home, I too googled what a yabby is.
Yabby!
Gosh. Yeah, we probably should have explained what a yabby is.
Quick question. Freshwater lobsters.
Yeah.
If you have
If
you have spare time and if you're listening to this, you obviously do. Check out Yabby Hunters on YouTube.
Yeah.
You won't. You know you might regret it.
I'm glad I forgot that I had a trick when that gnome punched me in the knee. It didn't really help my initiative this time, but it's nice.
Oh, do we still have that?
No, none of you do. Oh.
This dice you squandered is so your tricks. Pretty, but so bad.
All right, so I rolled a natural 20 for the skeleton body clad lady, so she's up here.
Damn.
I'm not going to tell you what I got for these six, but I can guarantee... Does anyone beat a 23?
I physically can't. I don't know about the rest of you.
Oh, nope.
So they will all act before all of you in the surprise round. Winston?
There is Winston? No Winston.
Sorry, not Winston.
Winston emerges from Marcelo? The sewers. Marcelo got an 8.
Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Vashek.
7.
With two young children.
Is that 2 7s? No, you got an 8.
I had an 8.
Vashek's down the bottom right now. Aliyu?
You got a 7, but I'm after Vashek because I have no dex.
I don't know. And you, Callista?
5.
Oh.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Lady Van de Boren.
Well, at least we're all going together.
We're all in this together.
I don't know how I rolled a 4 and beat all of you in initiative.
So in the surprise...
That was bad. Yeah, but I get a little bonus.
I rolled a 3.
In the surprise round...
Where's my trigger?
You squandered it.
Ailiu and Vashek, you will get to act.
I think it's me. I think it's me and Ailiu.
Sorry,
rolled the
Ailiu perception. And Marcelo, sorry.
It's the second time you got his name wrong. Is he like not going to be important anymore after this?
Kill
He's
him
just
off.
Had more characters so, and off. I've got different names written here. You will get to act in this surprise round after everybody else because
I'll be dead.
These stilt walkers have a special ability that means for the surprise round, they count as rolling a natural 20 on their initiative.
Oh dear!
For the surprise round only.
For the surprise. So quick,
but I can guarantee all of them are acting before all of you because the lowest I rolled for their initiative was an 8. So they're just going to leave them there.
Can we get a quick recap of the battlefield?
So you
lay
are
of the land.
You are in the upper cleft, in the streets just after the Cathedral of Abadar, walking towards the Marble District. You've turned a corner onto the main thoroughfare into the Marble District, and you've seen some performers, some stilt walkers. They are on 15-foot high stilts, juggling bottles with flaming rags hanging out of them. Some of them juggling knives.
Are the knives on fire too?
No. Oh, some of them are actually.
Oh boy.
And there's also a
inside the fire are tiny knives.
And there's also a dancer at the edge of one of the side streets in a black leather bodysuit painted up to look like a skeleton. Full bodysuit dancing around with a scimitar and a kukri.
I believe she started blurring, didn't she?
She was already blurring.
She's already blurring.
And now you see And either one of you two, seeing as you are the spellcasters, may use spellcraft as she casts another spell.
Oh dear.
Now this is a party, Callista. Look how they move.
Stop, Vasha. We have to find Lady Vandborn.
You're right, but do you think if I asked them later, they would let me use the...
I'm sure they would.
I believe these fellows have bad intentions.
Spellcraft?
I got a 24 on my spellcraft.
He takes it. I rolled like a 7 and got a 19, but...
So you both know, though, she just cast Allegro, which can only be cast when you're doing a bardic performance, and essentially gives her haste.
Oh. Is this one her?
No, it's the one at the back.
Oh,
here.
At the back.
And the one by herself.
Stilts? All six of the other ones are stilts.
All six of them are stilt walkers.
We're in danger.
You guys, by the way, are in the middle of a crowded street. For you all, it is difficult terrain to move, which means no 5 foot steps.
They're not in the middle of a crowd?
Yeah, but they're stilts. On stilts.
Except that lady.
Except so her.
I just want to clarify, if I like AoE burning hands at occasion, how many civilians will I kill?
However many squares there is.
Okay, and how little do I care?
How many steps of alignment do you have to go to?
Well, I'm currently directly in the middle.
You kill that many civilians, you're going straight chaotic evil.
I'm not doing this just because.
So we're assuming this is a flooded...
It's chockers. We're in party. We're in carnival right now.
We're in carnival, exactly.
We're squeezing through people. Butts are getting touched. Nobody knows who's doing it. And we feels a little bit uncomfortable.
It's always Vashek.
We can see the people.
I mean, his butt's getting touched. That's
menacingly coming towards us.
It's the mage hand.
Yeah.
Just casual fondles from the mage hand.
Don't you know it?
All right. So, these jugglers, though, from where they already are for their surprise round action, you watch as they all essentially... Everyone, perception check from you two who actually notice that they're a little bit...
These guys aren't up to no good.
21?
19.
I've been rolling very high on the perception checks and knowing everything else today. My, like, yeah.
Okay. So, you realize that not all of the bottles are just normal bottles with rags hanging out the top.
Oh, piss, they're alchemist
mixed
fire.
Mixed in, there is a bottle of alchemist fire in each juggler's hands. As you watch them just drop the normal bottles and all six of them hurl a bottle of alchemist fire.
Oh, we are dead.
Oh,
we are so dead.
TPK.
God.
TPK.
All right. We're going to start.
You should have suggested that god captain accompany us.
We're going to go anticlockwise. Oh, once one, more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
For everybody at home, the glee on his face right now is childlike evil.
To be fair, like, they're not all within like an easy range increment.
Right, it's Alchemist Filium. They only have to get a 10.
And who cares about civilians?
Which of my...
Oh, these guys kill all the civilians. Can I burn fire?
Yeah, exactly. They'll clear the area.
Oh, we can't evasion it? Does it just sploosh?
No, it's... Yeah, there's no saving throw.
Shit.
Okay, first one is... He's actually 35 feet away diagonally.
Minus 4
for Alchemist Fire. It's only 10 foot increment. Minus 6. He missed. There you go.
You still take 1 point of damage then. Which square does it land in?
Yep, that's what I'll figure that out after I figure out how many.
Well, no, because it might then land on him.
No.
I mean, at least it's not acid.
I actually have a thing now. It's actually one over, so it's going to splash damage all three of you. So that's 1 point of damage.
Three or
to
four?
Three.
Is it?
Not you. It's not going to hit you, while you. It's going to hit land directly in between where
the other three members,
the other three members of the party
is
are.
Is it fire?
1 point of fire.
So you're fine.
So, yep.
Second one, natural one. Not a named character. So just
slips out of his
hands. Yeah.
Does he take 1 point of damage from dropping it?
No. He does not. It's on stilts.
People down below just burn
second
and scream.
Second one, direct hit on Callista. It's probably, I'm imagining, not going to do a whole lot of damage. It's 1d6 points of fire damage.
Oh.
4 points of fire damage and 1 point to Marcello.
And that would just... So it'll just fizzle off because I've got a minus. Ooh. I've got the 5 resist.
Ooh, tiefling. But you probably need new clothes.
Three at the back, though, for sure. All seem to be targeting Ilio.
Yeah, I'm the only one they can really get to.
Natural one. Misses. 5. Misses. Another 5. They all flubbed.
Do I take 3 points of damage?
You'll take 2 points.
Okay.
The number of natural ones in this.
All right. Still Marcelo, you are the next player in the surprise round. As all 6 of them are thrown, and now you see them all pulling out daggers.
Oh, she cast a spell, right?
So they're just people on fire around us now.
There's people burning, their skin sloshing off their bodies, and there is now panic in the streets around you.
I can imagine.
I didn't do it.
Gosh,
so you start hearing that crowd screaming, and people are kind of trying to run away. So for our listeners at home, we have Callista and Vashek facing 3 of the fire dancers. We're back to back, and Ailiu is kind of off to my side facing the other 3. But I am looking directly at this lady in the skeleton suit, and I noticed her coming towards us with ill intent. And as I'm going to hypnotic stare at her, and I'm going to stare right into her eyes and mutter to myself, "You should have tried me before I was sober, you bitch." And then I'm going to cast Paranoia. As I say, "How do you think you're going to take us all on, huh?" And she has to beat a 17 will save.
Don't fail, fail, fail.
And I need to roll to see if I explode, which I do not.
Meets beats.
Oh!
As in, she beats me or I beat her?
Meets beats. I got it.
It always favors the defender.
You bitch.
In this case.
You bitch!
But. Marcelo cast a spell!
Yay. I did, but I didn't explode.
You weren't hypnotic staring at it, were you?
I was. I cast hypnotic stare on her. I said, but that's, I included the 17.
Oh, you already included it. Sorry, that's what I meant. Did you include it within the hypnotic stare?
I did.
Damn.
I know. Damn it.
Oh. Sorry. I got a 16. I added 5 instead of 4. Yep.
You bullshitting me?
No. I literally...
You bullshitting me, boy?
I rolled a 12. I thought it was 5, and then I double-checked it was a 4.
I'll take it! All right, so she is now paranoid for 4 rounds.
Which?
She becomes hostile to all creatures.
Is this a fear effect?
It is a mind-affecting effect, not a fear effect.
Okay.
She becomes hostile to all creatures. She targets all creatures as enemies. And only itself as an ally. The target must attempt an attack of opportunity whenever any creature provokes them. And if she's adjacent to 2 or more creatures, which I imagine she would be, in a crowd, she takes a -2 to attack rolls, weapon damage, ability checks, skill checks, and saving throws.
Jesus.
Okay.
So just unleashed a mass murder upon a crowd of people.
Yeah.
What's your alignment?
Yeah, but she's not mass murdering us. She ain't mass murdering us right now.
Ailiu, it is your turn.
Cool. So,
noble.
I have already used one of my burning fire breath things, so I can't use that one, but I do have a burning arc available. So I'm
Is civilians.
Yes,
around.
It targets the enemies that I choose, and they're on stilts, so it's literally going to zigzag across the stilt walkers. So I'm going to burning arc the guy directly ahead over there, and it should bounce once to another person. So,
well, they're up high above the crowd.
Yeah, they're also up in the air, like, I'm not targeting the civilians, and I did not blow up, so...
What
no.
do I need to do?
They need to make me a reflex save for 1/2 damage.
What's the save?
Great question. My int is currently lower than normal, so that makes it a 14.
Both pass, both take no damage.
Oof.
They have reflex on a stilt.
Yep.
Right, I'm useless, guys. Have fun!
When it comes to civilians, I believe the wise Captain Harless used the term collateral damage.
She just said collateral. She missed the damage part.
So, speaking of collateral damage, you watch as this woman...
Oh, yeah, geez.
...in the bone skin suit lays around her with these blades with astounding speed as swings to the right with the scimitar, one civilian dead. The kukri slams out behind her, straight to the gut, eviscerating the person behind her. And with even more speed, she seems to swing the scimitar around, blurred movement as she steps 5 foot that way as well, which is a movement, technically, not a step. And yet, eviscerates another civilian with ease, moving with a speed that is supernatural in origin.
You did this.
Better than her doing that to us.
It's a bloodbath.
We're in danger, guys.
Stilt walkers, on the other hand.
Oh, jeez.
Oof.
As long as they All of them can move with no penalties. So the ones that are further away are going to move 10 foot closer. That probably other one's going to move actually 15 foot instead. The one that's furthest away. And these three are going to move a little bit closer as well. And they're all going to start raining daggers down from the sky.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
All right, so those other the ones on the north side are still outside their range increment with a dagger.
Who are they attacking now, though?
All right, so the one number one on the right-hand side is going to attack Vashek. It's going to be a miss. It's only 12.
I had Vashek.
Oh, you're still technically flat-footed, but I'm guessing a 12 still wasn't hit.
No.
The one furthest away will also attack Vashek. It's a 5. It's also a miss. The one on the left is going to attack Callista. You're flat-footed, don't forget. 5 again. Oh my god, I'm changing dice. Purple Die, you have made me sad today. And the other ones are all going to attack Ali. Nope.
Wait, what are you rolling though?
A dice.
Yeah, but what are you
Whoa, what?
I rolled a 3.
We know your AC is like 9, okay?
This one is definitely going to crit threat.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta love daggers, my friend. 19, 20 crit range. I'm not going to confirm. I rolled another 3. Oh, my God. Do I need to retire all of you and melt you all down? Last
cover
one.
Cover your ears.
There we go. So that one will hit. Sorry, the other dagger will hit. It's going to be 2 points of damage. That is a natural 20, though.
Okay.
Can confirm.
17 to confirm.
Yes, that crits me.
That's going to be a crit. Luckily, you've moved, to be honest, because there's no sneak attack damage. That's going to be maximum damage for 8 points of damage.
Thank so that's 10 in total?
Yes.
Okay, I'm unconscious.
Oh.
Oh,
someone forgot to heal.
Holy cow.
Ooh, yeah.
I got savaged by Brisser and didn't have enough healing to get myself back. So
I thought you had heaps of healing.
And we even
I used it on you guys.
The temple of
what happened
Abaddon?
To the potions in the bag of holding?
I still have heaps of healing. I still have 5 healing potions.
Yeah,
why the hell did you use your heal? Anyway,
I don't keep track of your potions in my bag, guys. Just so you know.
Holy you can see crap. Her laying around, laying about her with her blade, killing civilians left and right.
I'll get him.
As I'm still staring at the woman hacking apart civilians, I'll say, stop this, and I cast forbid action on her and say, stop attacking, stop. And now she has to beat a, because of her paranoia, she now has to beat a 19 will save.
Nah.
Yeah, okay, so for the next round, she can't attack.
Ooh,
what a DM love everywhere, will save.
And let's make sure I don't explode.
Will saves against non-casters, that's the...
After I already lowered her will save.
Yeah, that was genius. Vashek, though, you have heard the...
Activate and now my you
can't,
trap card.
Normally you can see Ailiu standing above most people because he's quite tall.
Oh, no.
And you can't see him behind you anymore, and people have been throwing fire and knives at you.
Oh no, Ailiu, not this time.
Oh, because a whole bunch of people all over the place, isn't
This is not the death.
People are running back and forth, so we can't really see you now on
am
the
I getting
but
stampeded?
I know where he was, right? I've got a pretty good battle sense.
Yep.
And I might have yelled over my shoulder.
I rolled a nat 20.
Ailiu's down.
For that, like, where the fuck is Ailiu? I know where he is. I smell him. I know that smell. It's the smell of death.
He hasn't showered in 2 days.
It is the smell of lingering death.
I pressed the station myself clean,
crouching.
Thank you.
I squeeze through these people, pushing them away as I squeeze and then squeeze through Callista and Marcelo. Get away! Get away! I'm coming! And I rub both my hands together, get a big old ball of lightning together and slap it into his chest for a cure.
Can we all see
this
nat 1? Can we all see the nat 1 coming now?
It's a 10.
Midway. I mean, there was a 1 there. But
yeah. There was a 1. Followed by a 0. All
right, so you're healing him, I'm assuming? I mean, you could kill him if you want a coup de grace.
Or just
change
the
shocking grasp. Yeah, but my cure lights are now defibs, baby. so that's plus caster level. So that's 10 points of health back to you, Mr. Ailiu.
Back to where I was last turn.
No, no, I won't leave you. I won't lose you.
I'm all right.
Speaking of which, Ailiu, it is your turn.
Great, I'm lying on the floor. Can I even see them from here if there's people everywhere?
Not with the people moving over you. You'd have to stand up.
all of my things require reflex saves, and they're not able to be hurt by that.
They don't have a great one. I just rolled one. And also, your reflex save is really low for that one. 14.
Well, it's because I have int damage, Liam.
Yeah.
So
get up, Ernie. Get up. Come on.
I'm going to stand up as my move action, and then as my standard action, I am going to Blessing the Faithful Callista.
Oh.
So you have plus two next turn. On your turn.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Callista.
It is my turn. What's the penalties of moving through crowds?
It counts as difficult terrain, basically, as you push through. So every square is two squares of movement.
And you can't charge or run or 5 foot step.
Okay, I was just about to ask if I could charge. Fuck. All right. Seeing as Varshak has picked up I'll take care of the ones here. Actually, on stilts.
You have a reach weapon?
Kick the stilts out.
I'm wondering, can't I just... I'll just push.
Sure there was a question in there, but I didn't get it.
Punch him in the dick. I mean, the stilt.
There are at least six questions in there. Can I just break the stilt?
Yeah, you can definitely try and sunder the stilt.
Yep.
Yeah!
I move up to the one closer to me, and I'd like to break the stilt.
A sunder attempt, which is going to be, you're going to be rolling your CMB versus their CMD.
Okay. Yep.
Monks.
Does it provoke?
Monks.
They're not in melee range, even themselves.
Cool.
Unnatural 20. Because that I just add what I rolled to my all right, CMB.
So roll damage against the thick wooden stilt.
What damage is it?
Your punch.
Is it just my strike, punch?
Yeah, it's your normal damage.
That's a one plus my strength. It's a three.
You don't even seem to dent the wood, unfortunately.
Ugh. Damn it.
Seems to be like very well treated, this wood. But it is only wood.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the round. The woman has stopped laying about her as she stares daggers at you, Jonty, back. She matches your stare with her own. The other guys, though. Whipping daggers out.
Second round of paranoia. She's got two more.
Yep, and this is the second round of combat.
Beautiful.
The one number one is going to move forward and throw a dagger at Vashek.
What?
Sorry, no, not Vashek, and Marcelo. Sorry, I thought Vashek was closer. He's not.
I'm going to say what?
I'm going to take minus two to that, so that's going to be a 16 to hit.
Meets beats.
All I needed. It's going to be...
Oh, they don't have cover because they're up in the air.
3 points of damage. Yep.
The
other one staying where he is. Kalissa's not technically in combat, so he's going to throw his dagger. That's going to be a 20 to hit.
She technically has a reach weapon.
She hasn't got it out.
She's punching. Oh, yeah, she's punching. Yeah.
Hits?
20. Yes, 20 does hit.
It's 4 points of damage. All
right.
The one that you're fighting, that's a miss. The one... he's going to move 5 feet further forward. He's not 5 foot stepping.
He's getting closer to Vashek and Ailiu.
So it's going to be
he's closing in on them.
16 against Vashek.
He meets beats.
2 points of damage.
Ew.
The one furthest away is going to move up and throw one at Vashek also. Ooh, natural 19, crit threat. 18 to confirm.
Yeah. Ooh. God, Vashik loves to get critted.
He's a bitch for crits.
I didn't roll that great. It's only 5 points of damage. Last one at Ailiu. Nope, missed with a... 10?
I have an 11 AC. Thank you, my fancy robes!
And that is their dead. Marcella.
I'm gonna...
So you're getting damage when your hypnotic staring doesn't break it or anything, does it?
No.
Okay, like I literally don't know.
Me getting damage doesn't affect my stare at all.
Cool.
But in this instance, Vashek's right next to me now. I'm going to take my stare off this lady and look at the one on the stilts that just hurt Vashek as I say to Vashek, I'll be like, be careful about this bitch behind us. I don't know if she'll be distracted for too much longer. And I'm going to now hypnotic stare at this guy. For my move action, I pull my hand crossbow up off my belt and I take a shot at him.
Nice. Also, how long does paranoia last?
4 rounds in total. She's used up 2.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to take a shot at this guy. That's a 20 to hit.
Hey.
That's a hit.
Hell yes. 1d4. That is 4 points of damage. Ooh. Plus, because I am staring at him, I'm going to trigger my stare trick, which is 1d6 plus 2. Painful stare. So that's 7 damage. So that's 11 damage in total. 11 precision damage total.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, he definitely looks hurt. Yeah, like it hammered him in the lower leg, and you see that like the blood starts gushing out and like running down the stilt. Bashek.
All right. Seeing as I haven't done it yet, I whip out my claw. As a free action, I activate the defending part of it. I'm not attacking, so my AC has gone up by 2. I'm also going to pull out a javelin. Mm-hmm. I am going to turn to Ailu quickly and say, "Watch for these. Be nimble. We need Callista." And I will swivel on the spot, turn around 180, and heft a javelin at this guy who is in point blank shot range.
Which one?
This stilt is furthest to the east, I guess.
Yep. He's within range. You're at the 30 foot range with the javelin.
Yeah, he's an outlier from the crew. Yep. Oh, natural 19.
It's gonna hit.
It's not a crit threat, unfortunately. Sorry, everybody. But that is 7 points of damage, piercing damage.
Ouch.
Noise.
Ah, it is good to be back.
All right, definitely hurts him. Ailu, now that you're up and standing and Vashek's decided the three people behind you don't matter, what would you like to do?
Cry?
Good stuff. That's your entire turn?
Yeah, well, no, I just checked my cleric spells. There's nothing that I can help there. They're all reflex-based. I've used up all of my wizard second levels, and my first levels are snapdragons. So
clerics can do this awesome thing called healing.
Yeah, good point. I might just convert one of my cleric
including
heals.
Including self-healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll convert one of my cleric spells into, my last cleric spell, actually, into a cure light wounds. That's a 2, I don't know. I get a d8. That is 3 plus 3.
Why 3?
You
cast level 1 for a cleric.
No, I technically, because of my magical knack, I'm cast level 3 for a cleric when it comes to cast level effects. And then I get a plus 1 from being a Samsaran cleric. So that's actually a 7 hit points back. But that's my last cleric spell. I don't have a domain spell slot, I guess. But yeah, so 7 hit points back. And then I'm going to... not 5 foot step, but like move a step this way, away from the three stilt walkers.
Because he hasn't seen the lady in black yet.
Nah, no idea.
Callista. Ooh.
She's going
to
kill him.
I am going to pull out my double chained kama now that I'm up close to one of the stilt walkers. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go phew, phew, as I throw it up to try and slash their face. In a I mean, sounds a bit weird being a flurry of blows.
You can't flurry if you don't have it out. You need to draw it. That's
a move action. Okay. Yep. Sorry. I draw it, and I'm going to do one big swing. To
at least it's at full bat.
Smack the face. Yep. Oh! 17 plus 6.
That's a hit.
23. Yeah. Oh, max damage. 8. 8 Ouch. Slash. Smack across the face.
Smack straight into him. Takes a chunk out of his side. This woman, though... Forbid action. One round?
Yep.
Cool. Civilians are starting to thin out. They're still here, though. So you watch as another 3 civilians get cut down as they try and run down the other way beside her.
Oh, dear.
So what's your kill count now?
6.
No, not mine. I didn't kill anyone.
All right. That one took quite offense to you doing that, Basher. So number 1's going to step up and try and throw a dagger at you. Not with the 2, he's not. Number 2 is going to throw at Callista, who he's not in combat with. Natural 20.
Do it.
20 to confirm. 16 plus 2, 4. So that's a crit.
Yeah.
There's another crit on these guys. You're doing it. We're back on top. You're back on top.
There we go. I'm back, baby. So that's going to be 8 points of damage.
Oh.
Threatened.
I was wrong
dice.
Last time, by the way. Max for a crit is 10.
So should I have taken more damage?
No. I just rolled. I didn't roll. I just wasn't counting right. So that's number 2. Number 3 is technically in combat, so he's going to roll to see if he can move freely, which he can. So he's going to 5 foot step back on the stilts and throw a dagger.
How many daggers do they have?
Lots. I'm counting them.
Lots.
That's going to be a 20 to hit.
That hits.
4 points of damage. The other one who got taken a chunk out of is going to move forward 5 feet and throw it at Marcelo, who shot him with a crossbow bolt.
I did.
It's going to be a 15.
No. Yes.
All right. The one furthest away.
Now that's right.
Is going to move forward 10 feet so that he can attack Ilyu.
Oh, great. Yep.
5 more feet forward. All right. That's going to be a 12.
Yeah, that hits.
4 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
The other one is going to also move forward 5 more feet so he can attack Ilyu. That's 20 to hit.
Or just that'll do it.
Oh, no.
2 points of damage.
Well, there goes all that healing I just did, guys.
Yeah, imagine if you didn't do it.
Yeah. Marcelo, though.
Dear, we're in a pickle. Don't forget about this bitch behind us. I don't know how much longer she'll be going through those civilians.
Oh dear, we should stop that.
As a move action, I quickly grab another bolt, chuck it in the crossbow, cock it back, bam, shoot the same guy I shot last time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nat one. Let's see if we confirm that. That's a 5, yeah.
We don't have nearly enough damage.
Does an 11 hit?
You know what?
No. Oh, no.
All right. Let's go with a fumble.
Oh, no.
I got to shoot Vasha.
Wait, did you reload?
Yeah, that was my move action. Oh, cool. To reload.
See, the problem was you didn't realize when you were reloading that you spilled your ammo.
Oh,
no.
So your ammunition actually fell out of the container.
So all my bolts are now just on
They're
the floor.
They're on the ground, and it'll take 1d6 rounds to gather them back up.
So what you're saying is hey, bag of holding, lots of bolts.
Fuck! We're in the middle of combat!
I'm right next to you. Just
so it's probably going to take, I don't know, like 12 seconds to get them back together.
You goddamn drunk. God.
I'm sober now, I think.
That's the problem.
Vash.
Fuck!
Fuck yeah, Vashek's gonna play out the big plays because he's been waiting for the proper alignment. And he is going to move over here. And he is going to raise his hands up to the heavens and pull the wind down and push it out in front of him in a 50 mile per hour gust of wind.
You're gonna send civilians flying.
Nice. Do it how you will.
Love
Take it. Take what you will from it.
Oh, do you have to not blow up, though?
I will see if I blow up. Oh, 19! I do not blow up.
So you're literally gusting.
Yeah. The guy's on stilts. So I couldn't aim it up, but I'm just making a big gust of wind.
I rolled 5 or less on their reflex save for all 3 of them.
Oh, my God.
I got 3, 5, 5. Mm-hmm. Even with their reflex save, 50 mile per hour winds is a reflex save of, like,
I think 15.
Yeah, I think it is. Six. And like, yeah, even with their reflex saves, I barely broke 10. Like, realistically, all 3 of them come tumbling down. Each of them is going to take 1d6 damage, which I'll let you roll separately for each one, please. We'll start with 3 of them.
Do they not even get acrobatics there?
This is really nice.
That was their acrobatics, basically, to stay on top of the stilts. Shit, I rolled really poorly.
Excellent gust.
Ooh, 5, 5, 4.
5.
Your amethyst dice are pretty as hell, Jesus.
Aren't they? But God, they've been screwing me tonight.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I mean, my dice...
I like to be screwed by pretty things, that's all right.
As he hits the ground, the one that had already had a crossbow bolt bury itself into his leg stops moving.
He smacked his head?
His head bounces on the flagstones, and he stops moving.
Okay.
Good job.
So he's out of the... Yeah. Combat.
As he takes damage, I'll trigger my painful stare so he takes 2 more. Fuck that guy.
Luckily, he's dead anyway.
Now he's real dead.
Excellent. Yep, that was an incredibly good use of that spell that I haven't seen before.
Nice.
Obviously, very few people put in a situation where they fight people on stilts.
Exactly.
Liu, though.
Cool. So now that I've been told about this crazy lady behind me hacking people apart with the scimitar, I have one last cleric spell left for the day. I'm going to use it up, and I'm going to burning disarm her.
Nice. I'd also like to say that they had +8 in their acrobatics, and I still didn't get 15 on any of those rolls.
Holy.
Wow. Nice. The gods were with me.
So I need a burning disarm on her.
Which is a what save?
Reflex save, which is probably going to pass, take no damage. But we can try. She has a -2 from paranoia still, right?
She does.
Yeah. Which accounts for my missing intellect, so...
Well, I rolled a natural 19.
So she's fine and I assume takes zero damage?
No, because she doesn't have evasion.
Nice. Oh, hang on. Burning Disarm, if you pass, is to let go of the weapon. Otherwise, you take fire damage. So I believe that means that she no longer has...
Do you get to choose which weapon?
The weapon.
That's what we need to know.
Ooh, good point. Let me double check that. Right, so yeah, what it does is they get to choose whether to make a reflex save and drop it without taking damage. Otherwise, they take 1d4 points of fire damage per level, and they drop the item. So she passed, so she gets to choose, and I get to choose which item. I would have chosen the scimitar. So she passes, she just drops the scimitar.
She's definitely going to drop the scimitar as it bursts in the flame in her hand. She's going to drop it before she takes any damage.
Drop it like it's hot?
Yeah. I love you all laugh and I cringe.
That's my last spell for the cleric.
Spells are overrated, Brad, don't worry.
This kind of my thing.
Now you have a weapon out.
Yes. And I've got my... Yeah, I imagine I'm just swinging it in one hand.
Unfortunately, there's still people running around everywhere.
Yeah, so I still have to take the...
It's still a movement.
Step closer to his asshole and swing it back up to smack his face again.
Right in the balls.
Same person.
Cut his dick off.
Nah, face.
Face off.
Oh. 14.
Hits.
Oh!
It's not, they're not quite as quick as
Eight again.
He's still up.
Oh, fuck.
Big damage.
That dies.
I mean, he is looking worse for wear, but he is still up. All right, beginning round four.
Oh, no.
Those poor civilians.
She going to pick up her weapon instead?
She,
or?
As her move action, is going to pick up her weapon.
I mean, she can't full round.
No, but...
I did something
she
useful.
She is going to... She picks up her scimitar and... Marcelo.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the roll on this.
Ooh.
Because it's more entertaining for me. I would like a D100. Mm. 1 to 25. That's a child.
We at the Hobgoblin do not condone harming children of any form.
Yeah.
But also, welcome to the Thunderdome.
26 to 50 is a nun. Yeah. And then
I think 50 to 75 is 20, me, 20, and 75 to 100 is you.
26 to 50 is an adult.
Okay. I'm fine with adults. That's fine.
And then 51 to 75 is your choice.
Oh,
76 to 100 is my choice.
Choice between a child and an adult, or just choice in general?
Choice in general.
Can we pick ourselves?
You can.
Come on, old lady.
You can detail. You can like descriptively describe, like really detailed of who it is that's going
to
cop this.
Okay, oh, cool. I really want the 51 to 75.
Yeah,
then,
someone out there, some human.
Oh, that's a 25.
Oh,
that's a kid. That's a kid.
Small.
Oh, poor Timmy.
You know what's even worse is dwarf children are so rare.
Oh, no, you bastard.
They take so long to make.
Daddy.
Firstly, you have to find a dwarvish woman.
Recognize who that is beyond the beard.
It's the beards, isn't it?
And throws everyone off. This poor, small dwarvish child just got a head shorter.
Like, exactly one head shorter.
But wait, before
and
it happens...
And you watch as the head bounces to your your feet are, you watch the head look up at you and blink before it just glazes over. All right, so it's the juggler's
That was
turning.
The last round of paranoia, right? So she's just to, like, death stare him now?
Oh, she never took her eyes off him. Neither did the person, the head at his feet.
Jesus Christ, Liam.
It had to be done. I'm sorry.
I'm glad I'm on the other side of the battlefield.
Okay, so...
She would have just been tearing through us. It's either us or civilians. Who did you want to die?
It was war, damn it.
This is war times.
Alright, so the first guy throwing a dagger is probably going to miss. It's only a 13.
Well, who are they throwing a dagger at?
A Marcelo.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
Second guy against Callista, also a 13. Miss.
Miss.
The other guy is going to... Yep, he can take it. 5 foot step backwards to throw another dagger.
I'm leaving everyone.
No, miss. Fuck. Two people raining arrows down on Ilya.
Arrows or daggers?
Daggers. raining projectiles down. It's a 21.
Yeah, that'll hit by a 10.
5 points of damage. And the second one, 19. I just nailed you. 3 points of damage.
Bye, guys.
Oh no.
I love the... I mean, it's your AC. There's a reason I can hit you so easily.
Yeah. Oh, he's down.
Get out the way!
Marcelo, though, the unblinking eyes of a dwarvish child lay at your feet.
Yeah. I've got all the screams of, like, PTSD going through my mind. It was war! I did what I had to do, damn it! I'd do it again!
But at this point in time, no one knows that you did it.
I think it was her just going on a murdering spree.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was the plan. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to move 5 feet away. That is a move action. As part of the move action, I'm going to grab one of the normal daggers off the belt that I tied to myself all those episodes ago. And I am going to... going to chuck it up at this guy.
One of the guys that just pinged me the dagger?
Yeah, basically.
No, he's just pull the dagger out of me and then throw it back. So
they're both on the ground.
They are both on the ground. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, then, sorry. Then in which case, Ilya is not
down. They both still hit. No, they both still hit. You got a 21 and a 19. They definitely hit.
The problem is you get cover bonus. Oh, yeah. No, I still rub really high.
You got by 10.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
You hit me by 10.
Oh, dear. So they nailed him while lying on the ground.
Through the legs of a crowd.
Oh, so they just like got his Achilles.
Wait, they didn't stand up.
Oh, so
they can't on stilts. They can't like they're sitting up on the ground.
Oh my god. So are they? Do they have cover now because of the crowd?
Yes.
Oh dear goodness. Well, I probably wouldn't have even really seen that looking at this girl behead a small dwarvish child. So yeah, I'll throw it up at who we have been referring to as number one,
the one who threw it at you last turn.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Return fire.
I return fire with a dagger. I believe, though, because of the range increment, I take a minus to this throw.
What's... You're throwing a dagger?
I'm throwing a dagger. It's a 10-foot range for a dagger.
No, you're technically within range.
He's 5 foot up as well, so...
Yeah, he's technically close enough. Close enough.
Get it over the crowd.
It's like 12 feet, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
We do round down in Pathfinder always.
You delightful fellow. Yeah. And that's still a ranged attack?
Yep.
13 to hit.
So close.
Not going to do it. I think that's one of my, like, five daggers.
That's right. There's a lot on the ground around.
And there's several in me. So you could just mage hand a dagger out of me.
Considering what's been happening, my amount of daggers is probably not our biggest concern.
No. Bash it.
Right. Flavor country time. I move up next to Marcelo. That's not how it's done. And I, as I'm stepping through the crowd, I'm whipping out one of my boulders.
Yes, trip check.
No. I'm throwing it at his neck.
Oh, you have a brutal
ball. That one! Bowlers every time, baby! Bowlers every time! Roll to confirm!
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
That's not bad. I got... It's 16 to confirm.
You confirmed.
You have a plus 7 to hit?
You didn't...
I'm a ranged attacker!
Good point.
You forget this!
You didn't confirm the fumble.
As the bowler takes out some poor NPC.
Couple of streets over.
Oh,
though.
No.
I'm a lady.
It's on the other side of the street.
This is why you don't brag before rolling.
I think you shatter a window and some man's just like, argh. Old man yells a cloud.
That would have been so cool. Like, wrapped around his neck.
It would have been.
Ilyu, I would like that fort save quiet. Sorry, the death roll quietly, please. Callista.
Oh, dear. Hang on. That's plus my con, right? Only?
Yes.
Same thing. Stepping towards this guy who keeps fucking pulling me away from everyone else.
Hypothetically, if meets, what does that mean?
I mean, hypothetically, if you ever equal your con, you're dead.
No, if I get the exact roll, like...
For your death, like as in your DC for the
meets
death
beats.
Saving.
It's always meets.
Okay,
beats.
Sweet, cheers. Hypothetically.
Callista.
A 15.
Hits.
Yes. Ah, minimal. 3.
You kill him.
Yes! Yeah. Fuck him!
Because, like, as he lands on the ground, he also takes extra damage. Yeah, he's dead. That was number... Number three.
I mean, they all go in the same round.
Top of the round, though. It's been 4 rounds.
Yep.
Someone is now See, the interesting thing is the crowd has now thinned out.
Oh, shit.
I'd hope so.
To the point that there is no one in this area, apart from the headless body of a small dwarven child, and the six other civilians that died around her.
So there's seven bodies still around.
And you watch, and she says something, and I'll give you a spellcraft roll.
Doing now, bitch? 19.
That's enough for you to realize she's just cast Bladed Dash.
Do that.
So in a blink of an eye, she moves 30 feet, ends up on the other side of you, and you don't see anything.
Guacamole.
What you do feel, though...
Is she making an attack roll at me?
Yeah.
Activate my trick.
Which is?
There's two of me.
Okay.
They're even one.
Probably a good idea, seeing as I just rolled like a 23 to hit you.
Oh, yeah, she hits me. But now she has to roll the 50-50.
50-50. Do you want high or low?
I want to be high, baby.
So 51 or above is you?
No. If she gets above 50, she misses me. I want high numbers are good for me.
I rolled 7.
Ah, damn it.
she hits you.
Yeah, got.
It wasn't a crit, though. So it's only going to be I rolled minimum goddamn damage. 2 points of damage.
Oh, even I could have taken that.
Oh, bitch! Oh, it's on!
I think, actually, it might be plus her charisma.
I mean, when Eilu says that, you know, like...
Yeah, that's calling you out.
It's always calling you out. All right, I'll check that while other people are going to be throwing daggers down... From above. So.
Can I roll these?
No. We still have number one up. Number one's still going strong. I mean, the guy that threw a bolus isn't, like, deadly to him. So, he's going to throw it at Marcelo.
Okay.
17.
Oh, it just gets me. Oh, wait. 50-50. There's two of me.
Oh, right. It's up.
Still there.
It lasts 4 minutes.
Until it's hit?
Until it disappears, yeah.
Or 100. So I definitely hit the
So he image. He killed my image, yeah.
Yep.
You cry as you can't see yourself anymore.
No! You were so beautiful.
Sorry, it was 3 points of damage, 4 points of damage thanks to her bardic performance.
Oh, okay. Instead of two. Okay.
Are all of these guys supposed to be getting bardic performances?
No,
she's
just her?
Yep.
Oh. But a bardic performance usually helps with one of them. Usually.
Yeah. No.
But different for her.
So he hit your image, so you don't have an image anymore.
Yes, correct.
Second one.
The one next to me.
Callista is not necessarily going to move. He's going to actually...
She's technically here, I think.
Yeah.
No, she just hit him, so he hasn't moved.
I killed one.
Oh, yep. Now the other one. It's a natural 19, crit threat. I failed, didn't confirm, so it's only a hit.
Okay.
3 points of damage.
Yep.
I'll use down.
I'm still the only one I can really get.
Move towards...
How can they move? They're lying on the floor on stilts.
Oh, yeah.
Do they take off their stilts?
They're going to take off their stilts. And then they're going to stand up, and that's both of their actions. Marcelo. Okay. They cut through the ties on their stilts, and then they stand up.
See. Okay, this is something I haven't used before, but as she just dashed behind me and cut the shit out of me, I'll turn around and look, and I'm going to be like, damn it, where did you come from? And I've also got Vashek. Is this where you were? Just
mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no, so I was right next.
No,
to
right
you.
Next to you.
So right next to me, but still within range of her. Okay, so I am first and foremost going to cast a spell defensively. What exactly are the rules around that now? Because I'm going to cast a spell, so she'll get an attack of opportunity.
You do a concentration check.
So I do a concentration check to not get to just avoid
Don't
the attack
trigger
of opportunity.
The attack, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is the role for the concentration
15
check? I apologize.
Plus double the spell level. Yeah. That's the DC.
So the DC will be 17.
Yep.
And what do I add to my concentration check?
Your cast level.
Plus your ability modifier.
Plus my ability modifier. Okay.
And combat casting.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh. I got it. I had 13 plus 8, 21. So I cast my spell. And in this instance, I am using my archetype as the Vizier. And I have a power called Power Behind the Throne. Actually, I can't use this because you don't have any tricks in your head.
Wait. Nope, I'm trickless.
Wait. Sorry. Yeah, no, I can't do that. Sorry. Okay, so I cast a spell, and I'm casting Demand Offering. So again, it'll be a 17 will save for her.
She's fine.
Damn it!
Got a 22.
Damn it, you bitch!
Oh.
Okay, well,
sorry, 20, all of that. 20, sorry.
All of that dope shit out the window!
Bro, you should just throw shit.
Just got wrecked. I tried! I crit failed one and I lost all my bolts.
To be completely honest, you held her up for 4 rounds.
Yeah,
which
that was
killer. Would have killed you if she was allowed to move.
Threw a dagger at some poor NPC, probably killed someone else in the crowd.
Their blood is on your hands.
Vashek, though.
Sweet. Vashek.
Also,
is...
there's no crowd. You could have easily 5-foot-stepped.
What would that have done?
Just so you didn't have to cast defensively.
Does make it a ranged attack?
No, because I wanted it to give it.
Provoke an attack of opportunity.
Does what's making
yes.
a ranged
yes.
attack?
Yes,
in combat.
Anything's going to provoke an attack of opportunity here. So, taking a page out of Marcello's book, Vashek is going to cast defensively.
Okay.
Will the dice fuck me?
Probably.
Because he's going to cast probably. Okay, which die should I use? Should I use my gemstone one, my metal one, or my
gem
basic bitch chess X?
Basic bitch chess X. That's your OG.
I'm going... It's not. This is my OG.
Oh, nasty.
Should I use the OG?
Yeah, use the OG. Use the OG.
You're the metal thunk. Shouldn't have rolled the metal thunk.
So, I have a concentration check of 11. Well, no, I have a concentration check to make of 19, because mm-hmm. it's a second level spell. I have a concentration of 11. I rolled a 7. That's an 18. Oh. I fail.
Which means you lose the spell.
No.
She doesn't get to attack him. He just loses the spell.
Oh, the basic beat was a 10. When I got it.
With concentration checks, they don't get to attack you unless they have spell.
Yeah, I just fail.
Yeah.
So I just stay there and wait for her to kill me now.
Bleeding out in the ground, Aliu. Callista.
I turn around. I see everyone else. I notice that two of them no longer have stilts. I'm like, of course. I move forward. I'm going to try to trip. I don't know how that works. I'm going to try to trip someone's stilts.
Yep, so roll your CMB.
Yep.
Do you get a bonus to trip checks with your weapon? No.
No, it's just if the weapon has the trip property and then you fail by a certain amount, you drop the weapon instead of yourself.
Yep, so how would you...
8. So far.
No. Top of the round. She's finally in combat.
Gotta love the dice, gotta love the dice.
That scimitar. She is less than happy at what you've just done to her.
No, she dropped the scimitar.
She picked it back up again.
Oh, fuck.
I slowed her down from killing a civilian.
That's what she decapitated the small child with.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
So.
I'm in danger.
Yeah.
So she's going to fall around with her scimitar and a good green. It's a lot of crit threat range right
there. Yeah, it's 18, 20 in all of them.
And she's still got haste from like growth for this last round.
Three attacks.
That's probably gonna... Wait, what am I talking about? There's no way it's gonna miss. 19.
Yeah, that is.
So that's... I'm gonna count... So that's this first scimitar. And then we're gonna go for the cookery. Natural 16, so that's a hit. And then...
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Haste attack, thanks to Allegro. At full bab.
Yep.
23.
Fuck.
So all three hit.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Going to roll this 3 times. It's going to be 4, 4, 3. So that's 11 plus 1 each time plus 2 because of her own bardic performance. So 6, 7, 8, 9 plus 11, 20 points of damage.
Ooh,
20 points of damage.
You still up?
Yep.
How? Oh. Because he has more health than all of you. And then the knife throwers. Seeing her in combat, they're going to the top two, number one and number two, are going to target Callista. So number one is going to move within 10 feet. Going to miss with a 12. Other guy, going to miss. Starting to run out of daggers. These other guys, though.
Hi.
They're going to run. On the floor now.
One's going to run around behind Aliu. Sorry, Aliu. He's on the ground. One's going to run around Vashek. One's going to run around behind
Marcello. So just leaving me?
Yay.
The street's still full of people.
No, they're empty now.
Oh, so I could have 5-foot stepped.
Yes. One against Vashek. That's going to be a Ooh, that might actually hit.
I'm flanked.
You are flanked.
AC's 18 at the moment.
Yeah, that's going to be a 20 with the flank.
That'll hit.
Using daggers, though, so it's only going to be 5 points of damage. Max damage. Other guy. Oh, Marcello.
My God. Oh, my God.
7. I rolled poorly. Marcello. How you feeling, buddy?
Oh, I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding hard. I'm scared shitless.
In the background, you can hear people like crying out for the city guard and.
Yeah, there's all that like burnt civilians and stuff.
Oh, they're decapitated, burnt. Like, yeah, there's like a bunch of corpses around here, and one fire caster.
Wasn't I cast a single fire spell that missed? Thank you.
All right, Marcello.
Oh, no, I cast two.
What are the rules for full withdrawal?
double your speed directly.
But you take attacks of opportunity.
No.
The first space doesn't.
Yeah.
Every space after the first space does.
So that one would.
Yeah. So if you go diagonal this way, this guy would get an attack, one of them, but the other two wouldn't.
You could run towards this southern corridor.
I was going to leg it that way.
Yeah, so she wouldn't be able to attack you. This guy wouldn't be able to attack you. Just one of the knife throwers would get a single swing at you on the way through.
Also, I've seen her running around hasted. This is fucked.
So yeah, you're double move this way.
Oh, you rolled for that Allegro, though. You rolled and you knew what it was.
Yeah.
You know... There's no in-game way to say this. You know it only lasts a certain amount of time based on how powerful a spellcaster you are.
I mean...
Doesn't last that long, basically.
It doesn't last very long. You know what only lasts, like, 30-ish seconds.
Marcello is canonically a coward.
Yes.
Full withdrawal.
Cool. So you'll get swung at by one dude.
Yeah.
But...
Who will roll and hit with a 13.
No, he'll miss. And I fucking leg it.
Okay. Can you move him down?
I'm so sorry. I'll try and get help, but I'm so sorry. Boom.
Just legs it. Legs it as far as I can go.
Then there were two up.
Bashing.
Now, I'm going to practice a maneuver we've used many times before. I'm going to try an acrobatics. Over towards Callista.
Yep.
That's nice. That is a 23.
So, to get out, what you need to roll would be against their CMD.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 2 for every enemy threatening the same square.
Oh. So, threatening during the movement, I think. Actually.
Yeah, threatening during the movement. Yeah. So, obviously, you've got to beat the highest one. So, plus 2 for each enemy. So, it's going to be a plus 4 to their CMD.
Yeah.
And you rolled a 23.
I rolled a 23.
You made it.
Oh, you son of a boy. She's not a monk. So I tumble. I roll across the ground. I can move 5, 10.
So you would have to move diagonally, otherwise you'd have to roll again for the next
square. For this guy. Okay, so 5, 10. It's first diagonal is just 5 foot, right?
Yeah, so, no, so when you're 5, when you're 10, 15.
Except because you're acrobaticing, every square is double movement.
Yes, okay, but I'd get to here.
Yeah.
So 5, 10, you can still go one more square, you just can't go diagonal again.
Yeah,
I can get to here. Oh, I can go another square?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
I will go over there. Big question. AC or heal? AC or heal? AC or heal?
I think you guys should run, honestly.
Way ahead of you.
Make like a tree and leaf.
Air barrier.
You just hear the wind rush down and surround him.
And I hold my claw up.
And rush into my punctured lungs.
I hold up my claw and... Callista, I think we're in trouble.
Ali, you like that role, please, sir.
Oh. Why was we roll a natural 20? Anything? Do I suddenly wake back up on one health?
It's always... If you ever roll a natural 20 on those rolls, you always... Stabilize.
I don't magically heal.
Callista, no.
Wrong edition, y'all.
I can dream.
Play some of that I'm dirty not, 5e for that stuff.
I'm good.
Ooh, I'm not like game. In combat or technically because they're on stilts.
No, you're not technically in combat right now.
Sort of.
Oh, thing. But your weapon is counted as a reach weapon right now, so you are technically.
Oh, okay.
But she's not threatened.
All right, yeah. Well, seeing that Ali's down, Marcel's run.
And how Vashek's bloody gone. Does Vashek look?
Very defensive.
He is bloody. And he's staggering around.
So take a glance over. Well, we have to stand our ground for the city guards. And
I'm with you.
She'll turn and face the whole group.
Honey, there's five of them.
She's gonna... Well, what's the defensive thing?
Total defense.
She's gonna yell out, "Kirby!"
Yeah!
So I do want you to know, with total defense, you don't get a tax opportunity.
All right.
So, which is kind of the key thing for your rage weapon. Because if they come towards you...
You can alternatively fight defensively,
yeah.
Which gives you -2 to hit.
No, -4 to hit.
But it gives you +2 AC.
+2 to AC, -4.
-4 to hit, sorry. Yeah.
All right, let's do that second one, whatever it was called.
Fighting defensively.
Fighting defensively.
You could technically still attack this turn then.
Am I still able to?
Yeah.
You just take -4.
It's just a modifier into your attack.
Oh.
And you can't flurry.
Did I just motherfucking rules lawyer?
You did
rules lawyer. I just motherfucking rules lawyer. I'm learning this shit.
Everything just washed over me. All right. If I can still attack, I still hit this stupid fucking...
Actually, you can flurry. There's not...
No. You can't take a full round action with double defense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not total defensing. It's fighting defensively.
Fighting defensively.
Yeah, it's a standard action to fight defensively. And you can still take an attack, but you can't total round defense.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a full round. It's a full round to flurry. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take that one attack of the dude next to me. Oops, 17 plus 6, 23 to hit.
That's a hit. That's even with a -4.
Yeah.
-4. Little 6 damage on that
number
dude.
He's number two.
Look,
I'm not gonna lie, they've all been hurt.
Just need that extra cut.
Yeah. They're all looking a little bit hurt.
Okay, just really quickly, my AC went up by 2, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
It's her turn.
-4 plus 2. Okay.
It's her turn.
Yeah. She gonna hunt me down.
She's not very impressed with you.
Goodbye.
I should be 50, 60 feet away.
So we're hearing from the background right now, Calista. If you want to, you can flurry of blows.
Yeah,
I was incorrect.
It's just fighting defensively. You can choose to fight defensively when attacking. If you do so, take a -4 penalty on all attacks. All attacks in a round.
So even your first one would have hit anyway. If you want to attack again, you can.
Okay.
Got another punch.
May as well.
The reverse charge.
A total of 18 minus 4. 14.
Hits.
Oh, yeah. Couple dies. Oh, shit. 7 damage.
Smack him. Yep, he's still up.
As I'm literally spinning it like a windmill.
Go.
Defensively, you've got one arm up. Always up. Always blocking. Always.
Well, she's got a second weapon.
Yeah, I've got my second cover.
Exactly.
And the other one's spinning.
One arm up, blocking, spinning.
All right.
All right. And how's it, ladies?
Nervous master.
Rushing forward to Vashek.
Dear Lord.
Oh, baby.
Run, you fools.
Swimming with and swinging. No, she's not charging. She's moving towards you.
Fly, you fools.
Oh, I might miss. I only rolled a 7, so that's only going to be 19.
Wow. Misses because of my air barrier.
Yeah, baby. Well, does it give you +4, does it?
Gives me enough.
Nice.
It gives me enough.
All right. Dagger boys, though. Number 1 and 2.
Shit.
God.
Reach down and cut the straps off their stilts and drop to the ground, rolling in acrobatics to not hurt themselves. They're both fine, but that's their entire action because it's almost like they're out of daggers to throw.
Yes, they're all embedded in us.
God.
The other ones, one rushes up to Calista. One rushes up to Vashek. Let's go with Vashek first for fun. 13, probably miss.
Miss.
Calista, that's a 4. That's going to be miss as well. All right. Let's go to Marcelo, who has run away.
Okay.
Like a coward.
Yeah, like a Marcelo.
Brave. So Marcelo runs away.
I did say
ran away. I did say many episodes ago this character is a self-insert. You know, just doing what I would do in this situation. So I've run about 50, 60 feet away, huffing and puffing. Can I
Can I somehow check to see, A, how close I would be to the Vanderborn Manor, or how close I would be to the top of the ramp? Which would be closer?
You would imagine you're about halfway.
Okay. 50, 50, next question. 50, 50. At this point in time, are the streets... I mean, I ran 60 feet away. Are the streets now, like, deserted from all this commotion? Or
in this area, yeah.
As in, I can't see a group of people really anywhere nearby.
You can see people still, like, at the very end of this southern alleyway, like, fleeing away. Like, still, that was the main corridor that you were on, and there's...
Still fleeing. Everyone's still fleeing.
There's no one coming towards you. It's been, like, 30 seconds.
Shit! Okay, so if we say... this is north, this is south. Which way would the Vanderborn Manor be, and which way would the guard, would the ramp
north?
Be? North is to the Vanderborns.
South.
South to the guards, to the top of the ramp.
Southwest.
Yeah.
To the ramp, yeah.
Southwest to the ramp. All right.
To the captain.
Yeah, we keep running to the... I keep running to the ramp, full speed running. Run to the ramp, towards the ramp.
So where you are on the map is roughly where you are now, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you can see Ilu down. You can see where everyone's fighting. You'd have, like, realistically, the shortest way for you would be to run directly west down the main corridor.
If I'm sitting there, I'm pondering, and I'm going to run. Because
you could duck through the alley 100%, but you know if you could leg it down the straight, wide corridor, you'd be faster than ducking and dodging through the corridor, like, through the winding alleyways.
It'll be... Because you can't... It is a move action to get something out, but you can't get a potion out as part of a move action.
Do you have a band? Correct.
No. It would just be in my bag. Shit! Okay, yeah, we just keep running towards the ramp.
So you're going to cut back across?
No. I'm not going to then... I've already started running in one direction. I'd keep running that way.
You can probably loop back around anyway.
Come back around. Yeah, I'm not going to, like, run off one way and then come back and run past them again.
Okay. Vashek.
I tumble backwards.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no!
That's a 2, so that makes it a total of 11. Does anyone have a CMD of less than 11?
No.
I do. All three of them get to attack, don't they? Do. There's 3 of them in range.
There's only 2 of them in range. He's not in range. No. He moves straight up. He's not within range.
Okay, cool.
So she hits. The actual other guy misses because he... Actually, I was thinking. She got a 21. Is that it?
Yeah, it just hits. 2-1 above.
Minimum damage, 4 points.
Yeah, I'm down.
Run, Callista, run!
Our
new characters can know each other, baby.
The guy doesn't even bother because he misses anyway.
Oh, he's prone now and doesn't have...
He missed. The other guy missed anyway.
Oh, okay.
Like, here, I rolled like a 5. Like, Ayla, you...
Yeah.
Callista. You've seen Vashek drop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Oh, boy. Can I do like a... I don't know, like a free perception check? Are there guards coming?
Can you roll a perception check?
It's been 30 seconds in a busy party city.
18.
On Carnival night.
I mean, it is the rich district.
Yeah. It's Carnival night.
19, actually. My perception's plus 3.
Can't hear anything but...
But screams. And blood oozing out of our bodies.
Run, girl,
Vashek
run!
Just fucking dropped. Fuck. I'm going to stand my ground one last time. I'm gonna, and electricity zaps through me as I spend a key point. I'm gonna flurry of blows, the one who fucking cut his thingies and dropped next to me, and I've hit him twice already. And that one.
Oh no!
No! I rolled another that one. No! No!
How did you guys die? We were mugged by party performers. And a lady in a skeleton scoot stabbed.
This is how it ends, with Marcello running off to the guards.
You need to survive for continuity's sake.
Oh no, but I'm full of electricity.
So that was a double one on a crit fail. This is what kind of weapon?
It's a slashing weapon.
All right, so it is a melee weapon.
Hang on, you weren't using your fist with the lightning?
Oh, true.
So you would have to drop your weapon.
Yeah, I would have just dropped it. Yeah, because you're on the floor. Yeah, I wouldn't be using my fucking karma. I've been dropped all that shit. That is true.
That's a free action.
Oh, that's even worse. bigger punches.
Natural attack, right. Yeah.
Yeah, bigger punches.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Cause a blackout in the whole city.
So the problem was you're so frustrated and so upset that you take a -4 penalty in all your attack rolls for this round.
Oh, shit. That's actually fine.
All right.
Well, it's a flurry, so she's got another right hand.
Yeah, I do. I'm not using this dice, though. That's
do it. It can't hit you anymore.
Is that another one?
No, it's a 7. It's a 7. Fucking hell. One. -4, so that's a 9. My second.
I mean, you don't punch. Hit, but you don't miss.
Yeah.
Like, you don't fumble. So.
Yeah.
Top of the round. Stepping up 5 feet to you. Yeah. Still not, no longer moving with hasted speed. But still laying into you with 2 attacks. Scimitar. 23 to hit.
That hits.
Kukri. Oh, I only rolled a 2, so that's only going to be. 9, 10, 11, so that's a miss.
Shit, it would have hit me on a 2, fuck.
5 points of damage from the scimitar.
Yep.
She still, with her scimitar and kukri, dances around in a hypnotic, dangerous pattern. The other 4 are going to circle around you.
Oh, provoking?
Nope, they're going to move outside of her range. Oh. That one's going to 5 foot, this one's going to move all the way around. To the back. Pretty much they're all going to get a flanking opportunity.
Yeah. Quick math.
Oh, dear.
What's your AC? 18. That was a natural 20. That was a confirmed crit. So 2 of them hit, 1 was a crit.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
First one, 3 points. Second one with the crit, 6 points.
Run.
You're still up?
Yeah, I'm still up.
Marcelo, you are running still down the corridor.
Couldn't run to the Vanderborns because that was through the fight. I couldn't run to ILEU because then they'd just come kill me. Can't find any civilians to throw in there. It's going to be like, hey, there's a bunch of candy in that alleyway. Go.
See, it's funny because paranoia would have been amazing now because you would have laid about her and hit her friendlies.
Yeah, if she didn't already kill all of us. Yeah, we'll just keep running and yelling at civilians. Please help me. Anyone help me. Where are the guards? Where is everyone? Why are you all dancing around?
So you are yelling while you're running?
No, like, yeah, while I'm running, I'm kind of going through the crowd being like, someone help me. Guards, please. Like, yeah, just trying to get some attention. Have someone help me. Anyone that's just drunken in my face, I push them aside.
Oh, the streets are pretty... Like, the fleeing civilians have cleared this, like, main strip. Like...
Yeah, okay.
We've rolled... Vashek, now ILEU. Callista.
All right, well, yeah, I've got the whole -4 thing. I'm, like, this punching anger. I turn around and look at this... Just imagine the tight suit with a skeleton on it. And it's, like, glow in the dark. It's you! It's all your fault! I'm gonna activate my stunning fist. In my flurry of blows, I'm just gonna use 2 charges of it. I still have my lightning going on as well. I'm gonna try and punch her twice. I don't know if any of them hit because it's a -4.
Was it this round or just last round?
What?
With the -4.
No, it was just the round that you wanted. If you don't want to defend this round and just go for it.
No, as in that was my 2 ones. I got a -4.
No, it was just last round.
Oh, just last one. Round? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, sweet. Yeah, I'm gonna try to stun her just because I can.
Do it.
Not 20!
Hey!
Yeah, that's confirmed.
Roll to confirm.
Not
20!
Not 20!
I should have used my blue dice. What am I doing?
Time lucky. Roll it again.
3. Okay. But it was with the stunning. He has to do a fort save. I get my lightning damage as well for this thing. Let me just double check the...
Does anything else happen?
Double damage.
It's... 4. Oh, double damage.
Yeah,
hold on, don't roll damage yet. I rolled the fort save.
It's a one.
So still roll damage.
Wait. First stunning fist.
Yeah, this is the first one you've ever done, isn't it? That's actually
this
succeeded.
This is the first one that actually went
through. So have you already rolled damage? So what's your damage for this normally?
Four punch and six lightning.
No. Like, no. What's the damage dice you normally roll?
For a normal
roll, not a crit roll.
A D8 for my punch. Oh no, the other way around. A D8 for my punch and a D6 for my lightning.
Cool. This is a solid blow. Triple Ooh. Damage.
Oh.
Turn her face into a jelly. Oh.
So 3d8 plus 1d6.
I need a d8 because I don't think I'll ever need my d8. One more.
Does Stunning Fist not... Right. Does the 1d6 from lightning not explode?
No, well? it's like the lightning property.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so just...
But don't forget to triple your strength.
Okay, so my lightning doesn't do... Doesn't
no,
triple.
No.
Okay.
It functions like a special weapon property.
Okay, here we go. All right. That's a lot of numbers. Oh. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 plus 6 is a 22. As I my first attack.
Hey, that's how much negative I'm on.
with lightning infused, and she becomes...
And she rolled a natural one.
Stunned.
Yep.
You have another punch, don't you? Because you can flurry.
Loses any. Yeah, that's my first punch. And I'm going to... My second punch is still is lightning charged.
At her?
Yeah. Okay. Main big bot might as well.
Fuck this bitch.
A 12 to hit, but her AC has lost her dex bonus.
Oh, Jesus.
And, okay, so a stunned character drops anything held, can't take actions, loses any dex bonus to AC, and takes a -2 penalty to AC.
Oh!
So, will a 12... I mean, 12
Seeing
is
as she loses
low.
All of her dex and her dodge bonus...
And another -2.
And her shield bonus, because she drops everything held.
Oh.
Yeah.
A 12 hits?
Yep, because she was two-weapon fighter. She needed that shit. Two weapons for that plus one shield bonus.
Two-weapon defense?
So that only because she dropped her weapons, because she did, like, yeah, that was the only reason you still hit her.
Shit, I should, maybe.
Oh,
I should,
that was beautiful.
I should have gone for her first. Oh, well.
That's clutch. Yeah,
oh, big damage! 9 punch and 6 lightning as I course through my...
15.
My... another
Why
lightning.
Weren't you fighting her from the start?
Oh, shut up, I forgot. Because we've been fighting undead shit.
How long is she 37 damage.
All, just one round. Just one round. And all this lightning charges out from me into her.
But more importantly, it's her turn and she's still stunned.
Ooh, yeah.
And doesn't have any weapons in hand on her next turn either.
Yeah. A defender who fails this saving throw is stunned for one round until just before your next turn. Okay. Yeah.
The other four guys are going to attempt to do anything. Natural 20.
Says fucking Liam.
I confirmed with a 17, so it's a 21.
Oh, yep. Do they get sneak attack, by the way?
Oh, they do. I forgot about that. 4, 5,
I'm probably
six.
Going down regardless. So.
Yeah.
6 plus 5 is 11.
Is that damage?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm down.
Such a good fight, Callista. You put up such a good fight.
So as Callista drops, she watches as this skeleton shakes off the stun, like she was severely damaged by that. And she opens her eyes, like she pulls back the mask. And behind it, you see this black-haired woman of Tian Shai descent. Looks very familiar. Not the same as someone you've already fought. She kneels down, and as your world turns to darkness and slips into that black void of unconsciousness, she just whispers quietly in your ear, "Rowan sends her regards, Callista. You should never go against House Kalani." And we'll see what that means next time.
Ooh, that bitch.
We should have killed that bitch.
We
should have killed that bitch, and we had the chance.
I told you our gun shit couldn't be distracted enough.
A Hobbled Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition ruleset in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.